So we've been talking about the sugya on Daf Yud. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas Amoraim. What's the din of shochet besakin v'nimtzeis peguma? Rav Huna holds that shochet besakin v'nimtzeis peguma shchitaso psula. That we're afraid shema ba'ar nifkema, and therefore if ba'ar nifkema, then he was shochet besakin peguma. Before the shchita, there was a pegam already in the sakin. Rav Chista argues, and he says no. Since etzem vade pogame, we assume that he wasn't shochet besakin peguma, but rather the pegima occurred after the shchita. And then the Gemara, in the Shaka V'Tayr, the Gemara adds that perhaps part of Rav Chista's logic is that he claims that Sakin Esrei Behem Elo Esrei, that the reason why Rav Chista assumes that Shochet B'Sakin Peguma Shchitaso Kshera is because the Pagam, the Reyesa, is only in the Sakin. It's not in the Behema. It's not in the Behema. So because it's not in the Behema, perhaps there's no reason to be machmir, even though Rav Huna holds Behem B'chaya B'cheskes Yisra Medes, and presumably Rav Chista agrees, but because Sakin Yisroi, Behem Elo Yisroi, we don't care about that Cheskas Yisra of the Behem. And that's what the Gemara concluded on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So we pointed out that Tosfos and the Rishonim ask a question from our Gemara to Mikvah Shenimda V'Nimtza Chase. A very fundamental question. That the Gemara in Nida on Daf Beis Amud Beis quotes a braisa that what happens if you have a mikveh shenimda v'nimtza chasa, you have a mikveh that at first was measured and it was 40 saw, and then you measure it again and it's not 40 saw, and you know people went to the mikveh in the interim. So what's the din of all of the taharos that they touched, the truma, the kachim, all the different things that they touched in the interim? So we paskin that kol taharos shenasu agabav l'mafreya kula tameos. Everything is tame. Everything is tame. Why is everything tame? So the Gemara says that we say tarti l'reyesa, that you had a cheska shalim of the mikvah, that was a chazaka de meikara, but we have two chazakas going against that. First of all, we have the chazaka de hashta of choser lefanecha, that right now the mikvah is choser, and we also have the cheskas tamei of the gabra. So because it's a two against one, because it's tarti l'reyesa, so therefore we're going to be machmir. That's what the Gemara says in Nida. So Frektasvis, what's the difference between Nida, between the case of the mikvah and the case of the behem over here? We also have a tarti l'reyes over here. We have a cheskas bodak of the sakin, that's very good. The sakin initially was taka bodak, but it's pogum lefanecha. It's pogum lefanecha, so there's a chazak of the hashta against that. But in addition to the chazak of the hashta, you also have the chazak of the meikara of behem b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes. There's a cheskas iser of the behema. So don't you have a two against one over here too? If in the case of the mikvah, we're willing to say that the two against one ruins everything, so here too, there's a two against one. By mikvah shenimda v'nimtza chas, if you look at the screen, we have a cheskas shalim of the mikvah, but there's two against one. There's a chazak of the hashtav chas lefanecha plus the cheskas tami de gavra. But the same thing is true by shachat besakim v'nimtzeis peguma. You had a cheskas badak of the sak, and that's good. But you have pogum lefanecha, and you have behem b'chaya b'cheskas iser. So the two against one should tell me that the cheskas badak is not gonna carry the day. Why does Rav Chista say shachat besakim v'nimtzeis peguma shchitas uksheira? It's doch a tarti l'reyesa. We should say tarti l'reyesa in the case of behema as well. This was the question that Tosfos asked. So Tosfos offered one answer. We did the first answer of Tosfos before Shabbos. Tosfos, take a look at the Tosfos inside. Okay, look at page 3 in the screen share. The Yeshlomo says Tosfos the Shani Yosim Dikel Amei Merchosav Asoy Kedekamer Hasam. The Gemara Nida used this idea of Chosav Asoy that the Cheska Shalim of the Mikvah is changing. It's Asuya Lehishtanos. It's naturally changing. So because it's a Chazak Asuya Lehishtanos, somehow it's a little bit weaker. Since it's Choser Vasoy, says Tosfos, it's a Chazaka de Isra. By Chazaka de Isra, then we say Tati L'Reyesa beats it out. Tati L'Reyesa beats out a Chazaka de Isra. That's what Tosfos wants to say. So it's unique to that situation. Here, we don't have a chazaka d'meikar that's chaser v'asoy. Yes, it is true that the sakin is pogum lefanecha, but the cheskas bodak of the sakin was not chaser v'asoy. It wasn't changing. It was a cheskas bodak of the sakin. That's not chaser v'asoy. The cheskas shalim, the mikveh is chaser v'asoy. But since the cheskas bodak of the sakin is not chaser v'asoy, you can't say tati l'reis against it. According to the first day in Tosfos, you can only say Tati L'Reyesa against the Chazaka that's Chosav Asoy. That's the Yisod. And we explained that there are two ways of making the Chazaka de Isra. Chosav Asoy works in two different... the concept of Tatla Reyes can work in two different ways, that either the Chazaka is Isra Mikoach the Chazaka the Hashta. The Chazaka the Hashta is Megareya. The fact that it's Chosav Lefanecha, that's Megareya, the Cheska Shalim of the Mikvah. That's one way to look at it. And once the Chosav Lefanecha is Megareya, the Cheska Shalim of the Mikvah, so now the Cheska Stomi of the Gavra is better than the Cheska Shalem the Mikvah. Cheska Stomei is not Isra. Cheska Shalem is Isra. So the Cheska Stomei is better and it's going to win out. That's one way to look at it. If you look at it that way, then you don't really need Chosav Asoy. It's just the Chazaka the Hashd is Megareh, the Cheska Shalem the Mikvah immediately. But the other way to look at it is no, that it's not that the Chosav Lefanecha is Megareh the Cheska Shalem. It's the fact that the Cheska Shalem, the Mikvah, is Chosav Asoy, that makes it a Chazaka de Isra, and once it's a Chazaka de Isra, then the tag team of the Chazaka de Hashd and the Cheska Stami of the Gavra can gang up on it, and it's going to overpower it. So according to the second approach, you dafka need Chosav Asoy. According to the first approach, you don't need Chosav Asoy. So that Lechora is what Tosis is grappling with. This Deya that holds that you say Tarti L'Reyesa only by Chosav Asoy, he's assuming that you can only be Megareh, you can only harm, you can only detract, diminish the original Chazaka if it's Chosav Asoy. So that's the only time that you're going to say Tarti L'Reyesa. And the other Deyas and Tosis that don't give this answer, they hold no that the Chazaka is Isra even without Chosav Asoy. And that's why we'll be able to say Tarti L'Reyesa even if it's not Chosav Asoy. This was the first answer of Tosfos. But Tosis has another answer. I want to move on to the next answers of Tosis together with you. Okay, let's take a look on the screen share so we can all see it together. For Odia Shlomar says Tosis, the Hocha Taima Mishim de Etzem Vadei Pogim. Says Tosis, you know what's unique to this situation, to the case of Behema? Why do we not say Tarti L'Reyesa? Why over here do we say Sakin Isroi Behema Lo Isroi? Because etzem vade pogim. Meaning Tosis already is alluding to the fact that etzem vade pogim and sakin Yisrael behem elo Yisrael are not independent svaras, they're working together. One of the questions we asked last time is, how does the Gemara shift gears? Originally it said the whole svara that Rav Chista has to say Shkitas Ukshera is etzem vade pogim. And now suddenly the Gemara is saying, no, Rav Chista holds that Sakin Yisrael Behem Elo Yisrael. Why does the Gemara shift gears? According to Tosis in the second day, the Gemara is not shifting gears at all. The Gemara is a Hemshech. The Gemara is putting the two together. That Sakin Yisrael Behem Elo Yisrael is really another way of saying that Etzem Vade Pogem. We'll of course have to explain what that means. Since Etzem Vade Pogem, so therefore Tosfos says the Cheskas Iser of the Behema is not significant anymore. What's the kasha? The kasha is, let's say Tarti L'Reyesa over here. Just like you say Tarti L'Reyesa by Mikvah Shenimdad, let's say Tarti L'Reyesa here. It's two against one. He got a behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser. So let's say Tarti L'Reyesa to beat out the cheskas badak of the sakin. So comes Tosis and says, no, you can't do that. Because since etzem vaday pogem, then it's very likely that the pegima in the sakin was not before the shechita. It's very likely the Begim and the Sakin was not before the Shechita. So you can't say the Behema B'chayah is B'cheskas Iser. That Cheskas Iser is not really very strong anymore, says Tosfos. Because since Etzem Vade Pogem, the Cheskas Badak of the Sakin is stronger. And because the Cheskas Badak of the Sakin is stronger, apparently we're not going to be able to say Tati L'Reyesa. Now we still have to explain what that means, but that's the basic yesod of what Tosfos is trying to say. That Etzem Vade Pogem weakens the Cheskas Isra of the Behema, and therefore the Cheskas Bodak of the Sakin is going to win out. By Mikvah Shinim Devinim Tzachotzer, we didn't have anything that's similar to Etzem Vade Pogim. There was nothing that seemed to tell us that the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra should be weakened. No, the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra is standing strong. So because the Cheskas Tomei of the Gavra is standing strong, it's going to combine with the Chazak of the Hashtu. We're going to have a Tati L'Reyesa, and that will beat out the Cheska Shalim of the Mikvah. But here we have Etzem Vade Pogem. And because we have Etzem Vade Pogem, that's going to diminish the Cheska Sisra of the Behema. It's going to strengthen the Cheska's Badak of the Sakin, and that's why we can't say Tati L'Reyesa in our context. Okay, that's what Tosis wants to suggest. Let's see a little Viter in Tosis. He's going to be a little troubled with this. So let's see how he applies this principle of Etzem Vade Pogim. V'od yesh lam v'dachat taima mishim de'etzem vade pogim. V'chi taima hasam nami vadei tovel. What might you want to say? Well, just one second. We said there's nothing to be megareh, nothing to diminish the cheskas tamei of the gavra. Oh yes, there's nothing to diminish? He did a ma'aseh tefillah. He was tovel in the mikveh. So why don't we say vadei tovel? Just like over here we say etzem vadei pogim, we should say over there, by mikveh shenimded, that vadei tovel. Not only that, but we actually say that over here. Kedekamar hocha gabi tovel va'ola. The Gemara over here says this concept of vadei tovel. What did the Gemara do? Gemara asked the kasha, tovel va'ola v'nimtzalav davar chotzeitz, avo mishnes asik be'o so'amin kol yom kulo, lo also lo tefila, chiyoma bar ili shelo hayo alai kodem lachayin. The Gemara quotes a brayso, let's say a person goes to the mikveh, and then he finds a davar chotzeitz. He finds some kind of chatzitza on his body. Even though he was nesasek ba'o so'amin, after the tefillah, we can't assume that the chatzitza came from that min, unless he says, I know for sure that I didn't have it on me before. So says the Gemara, let's try to figure out what this case means. V'ahocha de vadei tovel, notice the lashon vadei tovel. Vadei tovel, sofik havale, sofik lo havale, the kasi sofik emotsi midei vadei. How can Rav Chista say, ain't sofik motsi midei vadei? We have a case where sofik is motsi midei vadei, because there, vadei tovel, Sofik havale, sofik lo havale, and the sofik is motzi midei vadei. Right? So says Tosfos, we say vadei tovel over here, so let's say vadei tovel by mikveh shenim dem nemzachaser too. So basically, if you tell me that etzem vadei pogim takes away from the cheskas iser of the behema, so too the vadei tovel of the gavra should take away from the cheskas tamei of the gavra. Tosfos says no. V'chitei mahasam nami vadei tovel k'dekamar hacha gabei tovel ve'ola. Lo dummy. The mashinis asik va oso hamin achakach osa oso vadai toval. The mistoma may also mention is asik ba. In our Gemara, when we have that suffik chatzitza, the fact that he was osik in that min after the tvila, that makes it very likely that from that min, it's very likely that from that min he had the chatzitza. Right? So it's very likely that vadai toval. Meaning, at the beginning of the Gemara, we're saying that the fact that he was nesasek ba'osomin afterwards, that means that it's likely that the chatzitza came from what he was nesasek in afterwards. So that's why the Gemara initially wanted to say that it's like a vadei tovel. Ultimately, lemaskona, the Gemara doesn't assume that, right? The Gemara doesn't assume that it's a vadei tovel. The Gemara says over here, Shiny Yosem the Ikalamemer Hame Tame al Cheskoso Ve'ema Lo Tovel. The kash of the Gemara was that you should say Vade Tovel. In the end, it says that he wasn't Tovel. Why? Because the person was Nisasek Ba'oso Min Kolayom Kulo. So it's just as equal. It's just as possible that the Chatzitza came on him beforehand as it came on him afterhand. Afterward, but initially the Tosis is assuming that no, you can say Vade Tovel because Mistoma. The chatzitza that he found on himself, that was from after the tefillah. So that's where you can apply the concept of vadei tovel. Here in our sugya. Aval hasam ma shayach lomer vadei tovel. Harei b'mikveh chaser tovel. Ve'in zo tefillah. What is Tosus saying? Tosus is saying, when it comes to mikveh shenimda v'nimtza chaser, the mikveh is chaser now, right? So this gavra was tovel in that mikveh. So what do you want to say? Oh, vadei tovel. Vadei tovel. And if this guy was vadei tovel, so then that vadei tovel should be megareh the cheskas tamei. Just like you want to say that etzem vadei pogim takes away from the cheskas iser of the behema, so too vadei tovel should take away from the cheskas tamei of the gavra. Says Tosfos, in the case of mikveh shenimda v'nimtza chaser, you don't have a vadei tovel. Because if he was tovel in a mikveh that could have been chaser, tefillah in a mikveh that's chaser is not a ma'aser tefillah. That's not a vadei tovel. Here, since you did a ma'aser shechita, and we only later saw that there was a suffix in the sakin, so here you can say that there's a vadei shechita, etzem vadei pogim, mistama, the shechita was good, and now you have a suffix, okay, that's megareya, the cheskas iser of the behema. But by mikveh, you can't say that it's vadei tovel. You can't say it's vadei tovel. In our Gemara, there was a havamina that we should treat it like a vadei tovel, because maybe we should look at it and say, look, the chatzitza that came on him afterwards, That's really the source of the chatzitza. There was never a chatzitza on him before, so it was a vade tovel. And even that, the Gemara Taka rejects and says, we don't know when the chatzitza came. But the case of mikvah shenimda, that you measured the mikvah, but now it's choser, how can you say there's a vade tovel? If it's choser, so then there was no ma'isa tefila to begin with. Here, there was a ma'isa shechita. There was no ma'isa tefila. So the two cases are not comparable at all. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Let's take a look at the screen again. Yeah. Okay. Right, if you have a mikvah shenimda v'nimtza choser, if you have a mikvah shenimda v'nimtza choser, so then you can't say that the vaday tovel is going to be megareya, it's going to take away from the cheskas tamei of the garba, because what vaday tovel is there? He was tovel but mikvah choser. But here, the shechita was done. The shechita was done. So if the shechita was done, then there was ke'ilu avadai shechita, and the cheskas iser the behema is taka weakened. So once the cheskas iser the behema is weakened, you don't have a tar to the reisa. This is what Tosfos wants to suggest. Let's read just one more chelik of Tosfos to end this shita, and then we'll explain just a little bit. Okay, where are we here? Okay. Tosfos is bothered. He says, "V'hadi amin and b'samach gabe Rav Yosef the Torah had place a chevasa. Ikal amema the loker of chista, the Rav chista afilu basraisa ksheira." What does that mean? What's he saying? That was the Gemara that we read together. The Gemara that Yudam Beis is trying to figure out, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Huna? Do we paskin like Rav chista? So what did the Gemara say? Take a look at your Gemaras. I didn't put this on the screen here. The Gemara Daf Yud Amud Beis says that really we paskin like Rav Huna if lo shiber ba'at samos. We paskin like Rav Chista if shiber ba'at samos. That even though our Gemara sounds like Rav Huna, Rav Chista are arguing about shiber ba'at samos, that's not really what they were arguing about. They really were arguing about a case where lo shiber ba'at samos. And there, Rav Huna says that if lo shiber ba'at samos, we have to be choshesh, that maybe the pegima occurred in the or before the Maaseh Shechita. Rav Chista says even in that case, we can assume that the begima occurred after the shechita. How? But if he wasn't shibra atzamos, why should it have occurred after the shechita? To Zokta Gemara, Rav Chista assumes that maybe the begima occurred in the etzem hamafrekis. It doesn't need shibra atzamos kolay amchula that he was cutting bones afterwards, but maybe the begima occurred in the etzem hamafrekis. And then the Gemara says, "Hava uvda v'toraf Rav Yosef atleza chevasa." Rav Yosef rendered treif, right? He said that the behemoths were treifos. They didn't, meaning they weren't shechted properly. Even 13 behemoths when they found the sack in Paguma. So what does that mean? So the Gemara has a few possibilities. Keman k'Rav Huna v'afilu b'kamaisa. So one possibility is that he paskin like Rav Huna that shechted b'sakim nimtzeis Paguma shchitaso psula, even in the first animal. So that's one approach. Rav Huna would say if you shech 13 animals, even the first one is going to be Eshchita psula, because we assume Shema Ba'or Nifkima. That's one possibility. Then the Gemara has another possibility. Lo k'Rav Chista. No, maybe he was going like Rav Chista. Ulabar mikamaisa. Rav Chista would say that all the behemos are going to be treif, right? They're not going to be kosher. But besides the first one, why? Rav Chista assumes that the pegima occurred in the Etzem HaMafrekis. So if it occurred in the Etzem HaMafrekis of the first behema, so then the first behemoth is kosher, but the other behemoths are not going to be kosher. That's possibility number two. And then the Gemara, and so far so good, right? Rav Chista assumes etzem vade pogim, that would explain that the first behemoth is good, but the others are going to be bad. But then the Gemara offers a third possibility. The final possibility is that Rav Yosef must have been going like Rav Huna. Why? The Iker of Chista, the fact that he passed all the animals, right? The Iker of Chista, Michti. Mitla Talina, we're going to be Tola in the Etzem HaMafrekes. Mimayde be'etzem de mafrekes de kamaisa ifkim. Dilma be'etzem de mafrekes de basraisa ifkim. Why should we assume that it was ifkim, that it became pogum in the Etzem HaMafrekes of the first one? Rav Chista should say, maybe it became pogum in the Etzem HaMafrekes of the last one. So then, according to Rav Chista, which behemoth should be kosher? In this case, right, you shechted 13 behemoths, then he shechts the knife, and he sees that the knife is pogum. So how many behemoth should be kosher according to this version? Aliba de Rav Chista, how many? Tell me.
13.
All of them should be kosher, exactly, because maybe it was Ifkim and the Etzem de Mafrekas of the last one. Okay? So these are the different possibilities. Rav Huna would definitely say Afilu B'Kamais is a problem. Rav Chista, it's not clear what he would say. Either he would say that the first one is kosher, the last one is, and the last 12 are pasul, or he would say they're all kosher because maybe we should assume that Be'etzem HaMafrekes of the last one, it became pogum. So Tosus picks up on that and he says like this. Let's look back at the screen share. He says, V'hodam in b'samach gabei Rav Yosef de Torah ad tlei zachev osa, iklamem ad lok Rav Chista, d'l Rav Chista afilu basreis akshera. Rav Yosef acid all the animals, and that should be not like Rav Chista, because according to Rav Chista, even the last one should be kosher, right? So Tosa says, what does that mean? Rav Chista only koshers if he assumes etzem vade pogen. Is it really a vadai that the etzem amafrekas of the last one did the begima? Why should we attribute it to the last one? If you say, well, we're going to be machsha because we don't know, that's one thing. But if you say Rav Chista's machsha because of a vadai pogame, it's not a vadai that the last animal, that the mafrekas of the last animal did the pagima. So you don't have etzem vadai pogame. If you don't have etzem vadai pogame, then you should say tarti l'reyasa, and the behemoth should be pasul. So says Tosus, I'll explain to you why it's etzem vadai pogame. Lefisha korov levadai de be'etzem shel mafreka shel basreisa ifkim. Rav Chista would hold, according to that perish in the Gemara, according to that Ibai Seima, that it really is Karav Levadai, that the Etzem Shemafrekas of the last one did the Begima. Why? The Fishabari Shonos, Rogel Lehizayah Shalo Lidchok Es Asakin Bekoach B'Mafrekas. Because the Shochit is careful in the first Behemoth. He doesn't want to touch the Mafrekas. He's very careful, only to cut the Simonim, not the Mafrekas. Because he still has to do more Shechitas. He still has to do the other shechita, so he doesn't want to pass the knife. But in the last one, when he comes to the last animal, he's not so careful because he doesn't really care. He doesn't have more shechitas to do. Aye, but if he's poking the knife, then before he does another shechita, he has to be very careful. Okay, so he has to be careful, so he'll sharpen the knife again. But he doesn't care so much about the knife. So because he doesn't care so much about the knife, Rav Chista will say it's Karov Levadai that the Etzem HaMafrekas that made this Pegima was the last one. So because it's the last one, that's why all the other behemos attack are going to be kosher. Okay, this is the second answer of Tosfos. We did the first one on Thursday, and now we saw the second answer of Tosfos. Again, what's the second answer saying? Rav Chista holds that Shochet B'Sakim Mitzvos Peguma Shchitas Okshera because Etzem Vadei Pogim. And Etzem Vadei Pogim, coupled with this idea of Sakin Isroi, Behemelo Isroi, that will explain that the Cheskas Isser of the Behema is now diminished. And because the Cheskas Isser of the Behema is diminished, we look at the Cheskas Badak of the Sakin. We don't have a title of Reyes against the Cheskas Badak of the Sakin. And that's why we assume that the Shechit is going to be a Shechit Aksher. Okay, this is what Tosus is saying. So the question is, what does Tosus really mean? What's his answer? What's the combination of Etzem Vadei Pogem together with Sakin Isroi Behema Lo Isroi? What exactly is going on over here in Tosfos? Rabbi Rosenzweig in the Beis Yosef Shol, which was the journal of the Kol El Elyon many years ago. Now the journal of the Kol El Elyon is known as the Kol Tzvi. But there was a tkufa in time when the journal of the Kol El Elyon was the Beis Yosef Shol. Rabbi Rosenzweig in his tkufa, when he was in the Kol El Elyon many, many years ago, so he wrote an article in the Kovetz Beis Yosef Shol, where he addresses this sugi in great detail, and he says over a very beautiful shtickel Torah, which I'd like to share with you, to develop the yesod that he has to explain this line of Tosfos. And to explain Tosfos, he's marked him with one question, a different question that many Rishonim have. And that is, in the case of Mikvah Shenimda V'Nimtza Chaser, so we're comparing a lot of different chazakas. We're putting them together. We're trying to make a kugel of the different chazakas. But what's fascinating is that we seem to leave out one other chazaka. We talk about a cheskas shalem of the mikveh, a chazaka dahasht of harichas lefanech of the mikveh, a cheskas tamei of the gavra, but we don't mention one chazaka. What is that? Anyone? The chazaka of the tarus that the gavra the tamei touched. Right, what's the case? Called Tara Shenasu Al Gabav. Are they Torah or are they Tomei? There's a chazaka for those Taras. It's a chazaka for those Taras. So why don't we take into account the Cheskas Tara of the Taras? Why don't we take that into account? So that's a question that the Ritva in Kiddushin asks, and many other Rishonim ask. And there are different answers the Rishonim give. Okay, let's see if I can show the right thing over here. Maybe someone chat me and tell me if you can see the screen share now. Because someone commented that it wasn't showing the right thing before. Can you see the screen share? Thumbs up? Thumbs up? Yeah, okay. Okay, very good. What does the Ritva say? This is a Ritva at the end of Kiddushin on Daf Ayin Tes. The Kashalon. Amayaz lina basacheskas tami, nezel basacheskas taros shenaga behen. Shehayu bacheskas taro. V'lo nitma amisafik. V'lo nitama amisafik. We shouldn't be metame the taros misafik because they have a cheskas taro. Says the Ritva v'ikla meimar, the kevan the vaday naga behem ein lahem shum chazaka. Ein lahem shuv chazaka. Since there was a vaday negia, there's no chazaka in the taros anymore. The reason we don't take into account the cheskas taro of the taros is because there was a vaday negia. That's a yisod that the Ritva and the Rishonim are developing. We have a cheskas shalim of the mikveh. We have a chosel lefanach and a cheskas tamid gavra. I cheskas taras? No. The Ritva says the maisa negia is mevatel the cheskas tara the taras. That's a very important principle. That when you have a maisa that negates a previous chazaka, then the previous chazaka is no longer strong. It's diminished. It's taken away. That's why we don't take into account the cheskas tara of the taras. That's what the Ritva says. So the question that the Rishonim ask is, if that's the yisod that a maisa always is megareh the chazaka, it always takes away, it weakens the chazaka, so then here too, what do you have over here? You have a gavra who did a maisa tefila. Okay, so there's a cheskas tami of the gavra, shkoyach, but there's a maisa tefila. So if the maisa negia of the gavra in the taros takes away the cheskas taros, shouldn't the maisa tefila of the gavra take away the cheskas tami of the gavra? What's the answer? Anyone? What's the answer? That's what Tosus was saying. The maisa tefila in a mikvah chaser is not a maisa tefila. The act of going into the mikvah in a mikvah chaser, that's not called a maisa tefila. If you have a real bona fide maisa, a bona fide maisa that's acting against the chazaka, that will be megareh the chazaka, that will diminish and detract from the chazaka. But if you don't have a maisa, then it can't be megareh. A maisa tvila in a mikvah chaser is not a maisa tvila. It's not a vaday tova, right? To put it differently, it's not a vaday tova. By the taros, he was vaday noga. So because he was vaday noga, the chazaka is isra. It's a weakened chazaka. But you can't say that the gavra was vaday tovel, because the mikvah is chasal lefanecha. So we don't know if he was tovel. We don't know if there's a maisa tefila. There's a suffix in the ikar hamaisa by tefila. So if there's a suffix in the ikar hamaisa by tefila, then that's not mevatel the chazaka. The cheskas tomei of the gavra is still there. So that's why you have a Tarti L'Reyesa. The Yisod of Tarti L'Reyesa is that if you don't have a Maisa, if the Sofek is a Sofek in the Iker HaMaisa, it's a Sofek HaShokol, a real bona fide 50-50 Sofek in the Iker HaMaisa, whether this Maisa took place, that destroys the Maisa. That makes it like there is no Maisa over here. There's no Maisa Vaday over here. If there's no Maisa Vaday, then you can't be Megareh the Chazaka. And if you're not Megareh the Chazaka, what do you have? You have a Tartil Reyesa against the one Chazaka. That's why the Tartil Reyesa is going to beat out. The Yisod of what Tosis is saying is that here we have a Vaday Maisa Shchita. Rav Chista holds that since Etzem Vaday Pogem, right here you have Vaday Nishchita. Like the Gemara itself said. It's Shchuta Lefanecha. It's Shchuta Lefanecha. What's the Gemara saying? You have a Vaday Maisa Shchita. You have a cheskas badek of the sakin. You have a vaday maisa shchita. Why should I say that there's a suffik in the ikar maisa? There is no suffik in the ikar maisa. Aye, but it's pogum lefanecha. Yeah, it's pogum lefanecha. But etzem vaday pogim. So etzem vaday pogim tells me this suffik is not really a big suffik. Mistama the shchita was done properly. So you don't have a suffik hashokel in the ikar maisa here. Right? There's no suffik in the ikar maisa. It's like it's vaday shchuta lefanecha. But there's a suffik. It's almost like the suffik is after the shchita. The suffik is after the shchita because there is no suffik in the ikar maisa. It's like you have a vaday maisa shchita because the suffik is not a strong suffik. It's vaday etzem pogim. So because you only have a very weak suffik, we don't treat that like a suffik in the ikar maisa. We treat it like a suffik that came after the maisa. Oh, it came after the maisa. It's shchuta lefanecha, vaday shchuta lefanecha. Then the cheska sister of the behemah is no longer going to carry the day. You have a vaday maisa shchita. A vaday maisa shchita is mevatel the cheska sister of the behemah. That's what the Gemara meant when it said that it's shchuta lefanecha. And that's what Tosus means when they say that etzem vaday pogim tells me that it's ke'ilu the shchita is a vaday shchita. There's a vaday shchita, it's just there's a suffik over here. Yeah, okay, there's a suffik, but that suffik is not going to, that suffik is not going to be Migarea the Maisa Shchita. I have a Vada Maisa Shchita with a Suffolk. So if I have a Vada Maisa Shchita with a Suffolk, what am I going to say? Tarti L'Reisa? No! A Vada Maisa Shchita with just a Kleina Suffolk, which Chazaka do I go by? With, if there's a Vada Maisa Shchita with just a little Suffolk afterwards, which Chazaka do I go by? The Cheskas Badak of the Sakin. Because the Behemoth B'chaya B'cheskas Isser, it's not B'cheskas Isser anymore. Once you have a Vada Shchita, that Cheskas Isser fell away. It's not strong anymore. So because I have a vaday shchita, then I'm allowed to go based on the cheskas badek l'sakan, and I say that suffik is not a problem, but makom suffik, I can follow the chazaka. Rabbi Rosenzweig basically wants to suggest that the yesod in the sugi of Tartel Reyes says you always have to determine what kind of a suffik do you have. Do you have a suffik in the ikar hamaisa? Or was the maisa done bevaday? There's no suffik in the ikar hamaisa. It's just, you have a suffik after the maisa. Do we look at it as though there's a suffik in the ikar maisa, or do we look at it as though you did the maisa, but now there's a suffik that's nolad after the maisa? Now, how do you know when to say each? Is it a suffik in the maisa, suffik after the maisa? It's a function of how great a suffik it is. If it's a suffik hashokol, if it's 50-50, so then we say there's a suffik in the ikar maisa. Suffik in the ikar maisa, that's it. We're going to say tait l'reisa because we can't be megareya the second chazaka. But if it's not a suffik hashokol, then we look at it as though your maisa was done. The maisa is done, kedasu kedin. Aye, but I still have a suffik. Yeah, but that suffik is not a suffik in the ikar maisa. It's like a suffik that occurred after the maisa. The suffik only occurred after the maisa. Then you can follow the chazaka that you had, the chazaka that now we see that there's a change to, the cheskas badek of the sakin. And if you can follow the cheskas badek of the sakin, so then tati l'reisa is not going to prevent you from saying that the shchita should be a shchita kshera. Okay, this is the basic yesod of Tosfos. Okay, in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, we'll have to explain this a little bit better. This is the basic yesod. We'll try to explain this, to flesh this out a little bit more, and I'll show you that this is really what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba, who also quotes Tosus and Shita, he seems to be saying exactly the same thing, that the yesod here is that there's a Vaday Shchita. There's a Vaday Shchita. By Tevila, I can't say Vaday Taval, and therefore the Cheska Shalom of the Mikvah is not going to help me, but here, since there's a Vaday Shchita, it's just a suffix after the shchita, so therefore the cheskas badek of the sakin is going to help you.